Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, folks. Monday, September the 15th. Welcome to the show. And remember that we live in the freest society that has ever existed in the history of the world. And let us never forget it. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll talk about rising inflation, weak jobs report, a revision of almost a million jobs in the Bureau of Labor Statistics, what that means. The Open Market Committee of the Fed is meeting this week. All of the chatter is about 25 basis points. Some of the board governors are looking for more. Will there be a compromise? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the collapse of the French government and why that actually matters for the United States. And Europe cools on net zero emissions. And the UK stepping back into nuclear power. We'll talk about that and more. Jeff Nowak joins us at 11:30, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. We're 0-2, and it's getting ugly. I should say 0-3. What am I saying? Lost to the Broncos, lost to the Cardinals, lost to the 49ers. And we'll talk about what's going on there. Michelle Corsault, Executive Director of the French Quarter Management District, joins us. We'll talk about supplemental patrols that they're doing in the French Quarter with the coming addition of some additional officers from the Louisiana State Police. And we'll talk about other issues there as well. And at 10:30, Marguerite Astreicher joins us, Executive Director of New Orleans Area Habitat for Humanity. They'll host a day-long housing summit featuring experts, and we'll talk about that and what is actually happening relative to the housing availability. We'll talk about homelessness. We'll talk about a number of issues that they deal with over at New Orleans Habitat for Humanity. I wanted to just kind of give an update a little bit. There's been a lot of information, I think even more coming our way, as to the motive for the killing of Charlie Kirk. Tomorrow there will be some criminal procedural matters that will take place under Utah law. And as a result of that, I think they will begin to reveal a lot more information in a formal way. A lot of this information is leaking out already. Some is leaking out through the media sources and others just straight from officials' mouths early on. We know the DNA has been recovered from the scene that links this perpetrator to the crime. There's been a number of stories posted all over the Internet about that this was not going to happen. It's the wrong guy. It doesn't look like the video of the guy. It's the guy. The DNA evidence is going to bear that out. A lot of the interviews that have been conducted are bearing that out as well, bringing forth new evidence. And what we also know is that the perp is not cooperating thus far. Now, his roommate is. who is allegedly a transitioning transgender individual. We'll find out more about what goes on there. The digital footprint that has been left behind is beginning to reveal itself. We're finding things out that are not very complimentary to either one of these individuals, and we're going to see whether or not what this radicalization arc is all about. And what it will reveal, and what it's beginning to reveal, is a significant amount of hate. So it's going to be interesting to see this week. I think we will find out a lot of information as we get past certain milestones in criminal procedure in Utah. There's no doubt that the state is going to end up prosecuting this individual. There's talk about going and seeking the death penalty is available in the state of Utah, and there'll be a lot of discussions around that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is an opportunity, and I said this last week, in the immediate aftermath of this event, that we would not here on a Newell Norman show be dissuaded from talking about issues, bringing forth information, bringing forth facts, bringing forth a number of different things, my opinion as well, as the way that I view a lot of what's actually happening here. I followed Charlie Kirk's career for a long time. I love the way that he was able to synthesize data across many silos, bring it together in a very cohesive way in order to make a very compelling argument. Didn't always agree with him. But I agree with him that the moment that we stop talking, the moment that we can have this freedom to talk about these issues that are impacting society today, bringing forth that conversation. I know I learn a lot when I listen to other people. There's a reluctance, though, for people on the other side to come on shows. I have a very difficult time getting folks to come on this show that have a contrary opinion to me. And that's why I really enjoyed watching what would unfold during the course of these debates, whether it be in a formal debate structure when he would go to the UK and debate some of the brightest and smartest young adults in America, in the world, quite frankly, as well as in the UK and in America. Truly, truly enjoyed it. But in the aftermath of this, it is just, for me, means that we need to fight harder to make sure that this continues, that this does not have a chilling effect on us talking about this. I will not be dissuaded. I am not afraid of those that have a contrary opinion to mine. I solicit them. I want to hear them. I want to talk about them. And by the same token, I think it's important for our leaders, if they truly are credible leaders, right, to think long and hard before you go to the mic and start talking about the fact that this individual or anyone that talks about the issues that he talked about, Charlie Kirk, that is, as being racist or otherwise, and pointing out facts and events, timelines, and stuff, and not have someone bring forward evidence to suggest that his position may be wrong. It's very easy to resort to the words of racism, xenophobia, whatever it may be, misogynistic, without talking through the subject together. I do believe it's a point in time for our leaders, both business leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, to stand up and talk about this political violence and to talk about this important notion of free speech and the right that we have to talk about this. I was really excited to see that yesterday evening Michael Heck opined on this. I think Michael is a credible leader. I think he's one that listens to folks. He's out there And I'm going to take this opportunity to read what he wrote, because I think he's spot on. He says, I'm replacing the usual weekly highlight with a personal reflection. Thank you for indulging me. 24 years ago last week, I stood in front of the television with my father watching the World Trade Center come down. We stood in silent disbelief, and then my father turned to me and said, this changes everything. He was right. 9/11 permanently reshaped global security, politics, and our daily lives. The assassination of Charlie Kirk feels like a similar breakpoint. We don't know yet how it would change our world. Kirk's murder is foremost the tragic loss of a man, a husband, a father. But moreover, it is a blow to the foundation of our democracy. He was killed while practicing politics, as it should be, face-to-face, in open debate, with words, not violence. This stands regardless of whether you agreed with Kirk's positions. His death is part of a dark trend. In recent years, America has witnessed a chilling acceleration of political violence. Worse, it is becoming normalized. In a recent survey, 34% of college students said that use of violence to prevent someone from speaking on campus is acceptable. It is not. Each act, regardless of target or motive, chips away at the shared compact that allows elections and arguments to remain peaceful contests rather than existential wars. The important truth is that disagreement is not danger, and that debate is a civic duty. To accept the assassin's veto where fear dictates who speaks is to abandon ourselves. I agree with Utah Governor Spencer Cox, who said that the murder of Kirk is much bigger than an attack on an individual. It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals. It's said that violence is a virus. We know this to be true in New Orleans, where we have seen violence beget retributive violence. But even more importantly, we have seen peace beget peace, as 2025 looks to be the least deadly year in New Orleans in five decades. If we come together, then the assassination of Charlie Kirk can be remembered as the moment that we broke the cycle of political violence. Here at GNO Inc., we find that one of the special powers of economic development is that it is a nonpartisan issue. Everyone wants good jobs for good people, so we use economic development as a framework to bring diverse people together on issues from public policy, our national work on homeowners insurance, to public safety, the NOLA Coalition. And what can we do as individuals? Engage in an issue of personal importance. We can all make a difference. Log off social media. It's just digital road rage. Most of all, practice kindness. Say hello. Give someone eye contact and a smile. Reach out to an old friend. You never know when someone is having a tough day, and your simple act can mean the world to them. The killing of Charlie Kirk will change things. The nature of that change is yet unknown. But one thing is certain. Safety is indivisible. Either we all share it or we all lose it. Let's come together. I hope he doesn't mind. I didn't ask him, but I don't think that he would. I think more of our leaders need to step up and start saying things very similar to what Michael, in his typical articulate fashion, is able to communicate with that message. It's interesting, you know, all of the names and the interviews that I've watched over the weekend of the amount of hate that people have for others with a contrary opinion. And I don't know what the solution is going to be. We can talk about coming together. We need to talk about coming together. We need to continue to step up for what's for this right for us to engage in dialogue. We should not abandon that, not by any stretch of the imagination. And that very well may be the case. 32,000 students have inquired in the last 48 hours to start new Turning Point USA chapters. It's an interesting number, because Turning Point currently has 900 official college chapters and around 1,200 high school chapters in the U.S. today. Now, obviously, that 32,000 number is greater than the number of schools available, so multiple people calling in, you know, about this, maybe the same school, same location. I get it. But it's an interesting number right now. Obviously has touched the emotions of many. And over the weekend, as you saw folks honoring Charlie Kirk's legacy and folks expressing their angst, their anxiety, their love, their anger in many cases about this, hopefully in the coming weeks we don't see a significant rise in violence, but we see a significant rise in discussion, in reaching out to one another and discussing the issues that are so very important. Charlie had an uncanny ability to cut through issues in a very direct way, in a very terse way, quite frankly, but in a very simplistic way. And he didn't get caught up in talking around issues and worrying about whether or not someone's feelings might be bruised, because he really, in my view, believed that the issues that he discussed were the most important contemporary issues that we face in society and in our communities and in government and governance today. And that we really should not be delaying in having that discussion and moving that discussion forward and effecting change in our society, because we, every day lost, we were not better served for it. And in so doing, it was interesting. People really thought that he was truly a racist because he talked about statistics, because he talked about the Civil Rights Act as it related to social programs that flowed out of that, that he didn't believe that worked to the best interests of marginalized communities or not. And he wanted people to start thinking about what is it that they're going to do to change their representative group moving forward so that they'd end up in a better place, not in a worst off position, in a better position. So that dream of being here in America, the freest society that ever existed in the world, would deliver all that it could deliver. And one could take the benefit and the opportunities of all the opportunities and benefits that flow from it as well. Not everybody's going to agree with the path that he would shine the light on. I didn't. And I don't know that there's anybody that I agree with 100%. That person does not exist. It doesn't exist in your familial unit. I would suggest to you that it probably doesn't exist in your marriage. It doesn't exist in your relationships. So why would we think and hold people to a standard that it would exist here? The reason is because if it happened to be the issue that you find to be the most important issue in your life, you are going to be combative with all of those that don't embrace your position. You've heard me say this a million times. You are not the center of the universe, not of any universe. And that's the problem here. When you listen to folks spew the anger that's out there, they really believe that they are. It's all about them. And it doesn't matter what anybody else feels. They want to be able to do what they want, when they want, why they want, how they want. They want to be able to trample on everybody else's rights if it means that there's a win for them. The zero-sum game, win at all cost, because if it's good for me, the justification is, well, it's got to be great for everybody else. Because I'm living out my dream. That's great, but you can't do it at the expense of everyone else. Right? And at some point in time, there's going to be a day of reckoning here where we have to recognize that that type of conduct relative to this political violence, or you want to take out somebody that's ahead of a movement, or anybody else that's sitting out there, whether it be a priest at the pulpit, a politician on a stage, a talk show host on TV, or any other media form, simply because you disagree with that individual, or even a fellow family member, there are stories one after the other about that too. Should we just sit and reflect, take a deep breath and wonder, what is this path that we're moving down? Should we call these people out? Should we gain a better understanding of what is motivating them to do what they are doing? I don't know. Right away, people are reacting already. Newell, would you say Charlie Kirk is a civil rights activist and died a martyr? No. His death is tragic. Leaves behind two kids and a wife. His death is brought about because of hate. Because of his opinions that he talks about. He was a man of his faith, true to his faith. I respect everybody's faith. And I think he did too, in his own way. He absolutely did. He talked about choices all the time. He encouraged folks to think before you acted, before you reacted, all the time. And as I said, he had a very cutting way to getting to the bottom line of any particular issue and not worrying about talking around and bruising feelings. And maybe at the appropriate time, I'll talk about that too. Feelings. What does that mean? How does that come into effect here? And does that make somebody a racist? Because you may have bruised some feelings with some statements that are not racial at all or racist at all. Part of the issue is when you listen to what some of these folks are saying, what you recognize right away, not a whole lot of critical thinking going on there at all. And at some point in time, this is going to be a shared responsibility of all of us. The recognition of that this is a shared responsibility. And the sooner that we get to that recognition point where we're willing to accept it, the better off we'll all be. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Folks, you'll remember that 20 years ago in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, one of the organizations that played a critical role in bringing back affordable housing to the greater New Orleans area was, in fact, the New Orleans area Habitat for Humanity. And joining us now is Marguerite Astreicher, Executive Director of the New Orleans area Habitat for Humanity. Marguerite, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel. Nice to be with you.
So, Marguerite, you guys have a day-long housing summit featuring a whole bunch of experts coming up called Still Rising, a Forum for Housing Innovation. Tell us about it.
Oh, with pleasure. You know, as you mentioned, of course, we're now 20 years post-Katrina, and yes, Habitat is known for building homes that are accessible and affordable to working families of modest means. But as we looked at, you know, and reflecting on 20 years of home building and what that means in our community, it seemed like it's not enough maybe to just build another house to commemorate the event, because the world has changed a lot in the last 20 years. It's changed a lot in the last, since the 10th anniversary when we built 10 houses in 10 days, which I will never do again. But this time, you know, to us, it made sense to think about, well, what does long-term recovery look like, and what's it going to take for the next 20 years? And look, Habitat doesn't have all the answers. I certainly don't. But what I do know is that the problem facing our community and, frankly, the entire country is this tremendous lack of housing that is affordable. And when I say affordable housing, that doesn't mean poverty housing. That means housing that working families can actually afford to rent or to buy. And we have a problem. We have a problem with not enough homes being built. We have a problem with lack of access to capital for both developers and individuals, you know, trying to become first-time home buyers. We're having to build in different ways. And, of course, you know, topic number one for everybody is, well, what about insurance? You know, because if you have a mortgage, you're going to have insurance. And as we thought about how best to reflect on the losses everybody endured with Katrina and thinking about, well, what's it going to take going forward? And we're like, let's focus on the next 20 and let's get some different voices in the room than we usually hear from in New Orleans and invite people and salt leaders from around the country to convene and exchange ideas and share information, some best practices, and ideas. And let's see if we can't generate some actionable steps that maybe we didn't know about before. So that's the goal.
You know, no, absolutely. I mean, I think there was a recent report that was just released that says that we're spending about 40% of our income on housing now, and that number is greater than it's ever been, and it's getting progressively worse, right?
Oh, absolutely. And for people of modest means, that 40% is closer to 50%, which is extraordinary. You know, when you think of half of your income before you pay taxes, bought groceries, paid a car note, or done anything else. So it's a very real problem.
I know that in the past there were some collaborative efforts that went on with local government as it related to properties that were taken over by government. Do y'all still have that type of relationship, and is that still going on today? I mean, I know in the aftermath of Katrina, there were about 33,000 blighted homes in the city of New Orleans. I've heard there still exists somewhere around 22 to 24. That's a lot of property available out there that sits and is not back into the stream of commerce.
That program absolutely still exists, and New Orleans Habitat and other nonprofits work with NORA, the Redevelopment Authority. They periodically will put out an RFP inviting developers to participate in a program, and sometimes they're able to provide a subsidy to develop. Like right now, we're participating in one where they made lots available. We're able to buy at a deeply discounted rate as long as we're building affordable housing. And they have an initiative going right now to build doubles. And, of course, owning a double has been the pathway out of, you know, that cycle of just renting for hundreds, if not thousands, of New Orleanians. So we are building doubles. We have one that we've just started in Central City. And the goal is it will be sold to a family earning less than 120% of their area median income. So that means for a family of four, they're earning less than, call it, about $107,000. And that covers a lot of people.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we have an out-migration problem in New Orleans, I think it's the highest. It's been reported recently. It's the highest of all metro areas in the state of Louisiana. I mean, this really makes this, a landscape that we need a shock and awe response, quite frankly.
Yeah, we need a lot. We need to be doing a lot of things. And, you know, the hard part is it's not a single path. We have to do a lot of things, and we need to do them right at the same time. Specifically, you know, I was talking about insurance, and I know everybody's feeling it at any economic level. It is the number one thing, because we've seen people get ready to close on a house, and then when they get their insurance quote, they can't, right? Because they qualified at one level of expectation, and then when they find out, oh, the house isn't fortified or it doesn't have a fortified roof, they can't afford the premium. You know, when an average in Louisiana is about $4,500 a year, that's a big number for a working family to absorb. And, well, what can you do about it? So Habitat and a lot of other builders are shifting to building to a fortified gold standard. That means that in addition to the fortified roof, we've all heard a lot of talk about, we're building to an even higher standard so that the short version is that there's an engineered load path into the foundation, right? So that means that if we get the next big one, your house has a far better chance of making it through. And that means, yes, the short version is you get a reduction in your insurance premium. And the good news is we're seeing really good reductions around that. But it also means you can get back to the business of living and rebuilding your life after a big storm. You know, I mean, I've evacuated. I lost my home in Katrina. I was displaced literally 4 years before I was able to come back. And if my home had still been in good shape, I could have come back sooner. So that means less money, you know, less debt. and everybody recovers sooner and the entire community does better. So that's what Habitat's doing. And it costs a little bit more to build, but we do believe that it's frankly the only thing that we can do right now that's going to make a difference so that people can afford to not just get to the closing table, but they can continue to afford to own their home. Because we're seeing a lot of people really, really struggling with that.
We're visiting with Marguerite A. Stryker, Executive Director of New Orleans Area Habitat for Humanity. They're going to have a summit coming up on, forgot the date, September the 18th, Thursday, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2040 St. Charles Avenue at the New Society. It is a ticketed event. Who are people that you expect to see at this event?
So it's going to be an interesting mix of, you know, bankers, lenders, people who do tax credit consulting, architects, people who are involved in building and selling houses. So there'll be some realtors. There'll be some other nonprofits in the room. So it's envisioned as a lively cross-sector conversation, right? We have experts coming in from around the country, but we've also folded in some local experts. And we're using AI at this conference in a new way that I haven't seen before, and people smarter than me have figured this part out. But we're going to be folding it into the conversation, so who's in the room matters just as much as who's speaking. And the goal here is to synthesize everything that's talked about and then come away from it using AI and AI agents, if you will, with some actionable insights and things that we can do. This is our first year doing the summit. Our goal is very much to treat this as a first year and a prototype so that we can do it again next year and expand on it and make it better next year, too. But for anybody who's interested in it, our website, I think it just popped up saying that it's sold out. We actually do still have some tickets available, so the best thing is going to be to just call our office and, you know, we can take care of anybody who wants to join.
Also, folks that are interested in becoming a first-time homeowner through Habitat, what should they do?
We have a lot of information on our website, of course. The biggest news that we have to share is that we are building 150 homes on the West Bank. We're developing an entirely new subdivision near the corner of Behrman and Bell Chase called Rising Oaks. It's part of Tarrytown, and recognizing Tarrytown's historic architecture of mid-century modern style, we are building in a mid-century modern style. We're also building everything to a fortified gold standard. And it's a mix of everything from 1 to 4 bedroom homes with lots of green space, lots of amenities. And it is really going to be a beautiful development. We have homes under construction and about to be for sale. So anybody particularly interested in that, give us a call, 504-861-2077, or certainly visit our website.
And the website is?
Habitat-NOLA.org.
So congratulations on this effort. Thank you for all that you guys do. We appreciate that as well. Thursday, September 18th at the New Society, 2040 St. Charles Avenue. It's close to being a sellout, folks, so if you have some requests, give them a call at their office at 504-861-2077. They have a great lineup, too, of national speakers and local folks. You don't want to miss it. Marguerite A. Stryker, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time and your insight.
Thank you, Noel. Appreciate you having me. Bye.
Thank you. All right, that's Marguerite A. Stryker, Executive Director of the New Orleans Area Habitat for Humanity. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with
us. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
This. So folks hear what they want to hear, and you know, I got a number of texts about a comment that was made by Charlie Kirk about black pilots, and context matters. What Charlie Kirk was talking about was DEI initiatives, where some of the airline industry folks were saying that they had an ambitious goal to hire 50% more women and people of color. And when questioned about how they were going to go about doing so, it became evident that a lot of their training programs and others were going to be less restrictive, and admissions were going to be less restrictive. And these programs would ultimately end up being less than, as opposed to focusing on meritocracy to make sure that competence was the number one driver of what was ultimately going to happen. Coupled with that, you saw major changes in programs within the FAA, the Department of Transportation under Pete Buttigieg during the Biden years, advocating and talking about these same things, but never being able to articulate what it was that they were actually giving up. The obvious was clear. It wasn't a racial statement. It was simply embracing meritocracy should be the number one driver. And if you're going to be in a hazardous position, such as not being in control of a piece of equipment and you're stepping on an airplane, is it too much to ask for to make sure that the pilots that are hired are actually the most competent? They are the creme de la creme. They are the best. Or is diversity more important than competence? Is diversity more important than meritocracy? That was the context as it related to statements like that. Is that the industry executives that were promoting and advocating on behalf of these DEI programs themselves could not adequately defend what they were doing from a programmatic standpoint, And it caused people to say, well, wait a minute. If I get on a plane or in a plane, not on the plane, I want the most competent pilot piloting that plane. He didn't just pull this out of the sky. He was pointing out the ridiculousness of what some of these executives were saying, that these initiatives were more important than competence and meritocracy. And simply pointing out and asking folks, you willing to take that risk? You know what most people said? No. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.